Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
And good morning.
You can't take me anywhere, honestly.
Off to a cracking start.
Lovely to have you in the studio, as always. Alice, what's happening in the world of theatre?
Look, it's good to be alive. I'm actually in the studio myself at the moment because I'm writing a work, and it's just like, I feel so energised to be back and making. I think 90% of the time, being a professional theatre artist is producing your own work, which means administration. So, my creative practice is diminished under the weight of negotiating contracts, emailing people, being like, oi, can you pay this invoice?
Ugh.
Yuck. So it's nice to be back in the studio. And I think because I'm energised, I'm seeing the world through rose-tinted glasses.
Everything's great.
And then next week it'll all come crashing down. So this week, Cake Baby is on.
Cool.
Yes, this is Alice Kirker's work, Cake Baby. It was supposed to premiere at the start of the year, but old Rona had other plans. So Cake Baby is the newest live arts work by Alice Kirker and her collective Oddballs.
Cool.
Which is a collective that deliver not just theatre shows but also workshops and all sorts of things.
Oh, sweet.
Alice was the producer in residence at the Basement 2 years ago, and so she has stayed working for the Basement, producing and doing that kind of thing. The work is, I just haven't seen the work yet, but the work is exploring and challenging that notion of diet culture, fat phobia, the fatness as a concept and as well as a movement.
Yeah.
And I think Alice's work, I've heard her talk about it. It's incredibly refreshing, and she's a very thoughtful maker. So, yeah.
What's the basic premise of the show? Is it...
My understanding is, because, I mean, I guess this is the thing which people might be noticing in theatre that's been made in Auckland at the over the last sort of 5 years, the evolution of the term theatre into more kind of postmodern, post-dramatic live art. So I guess the premise is there's a cake, there's a performer in the space with the cake, with the audience, and we just see what happens over there as it unravels the relationship that the body has to eating and body shame and the perception of fatness and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
So I think it's had quite a robust development period because of the delay in it going up. I'm really looking forward to seeing this one. And again, I think it's what I was saying before about the whole live arts thing, is that sometimes theatre can be, it doesn't have to be narrative driven, it can be sensory, it can be choreography, it can be all that kind of stuff. So I'm bloody looking forward to it.
It sounds like it's going to be great. Is it kicking off this week at the Basement?
Yes, and it is for 1 week only, because that's the way that things roll around here. Blink and miss it. If it's a 2 week season, it usually means the second week sold out. So I would highly recommend getting in. They have Wednesday nights at the Basement is cheap Wednesdays. So
excellent.
So you can get a kind of a concession price ticket. Or you just pay a full price ticket because artists are poor and they need your money.
Exactly.
There's that. The other thing that is happening, and I just wanted to give a mad shout out to Kiamo Festival, which is actually happening in Pōneke in Wellington. Kiamo had an incredible festival lineup this year. It was, I had Kiamo FOMO. this week, as we're sort of moving into Matariki, there's going to be some really cool works coming up across Auckland in theatre and also just in our in spaces. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just one to keep an eye out for. There was a bunch of works at the Herald Theatre and within Auckland Live, so I would suggest going on to Matariki. I think Auckland Council have a website for Matariki this year.
Cool.
To start looking at what's happening and using this time to reflect.
Do we have anything like Kiamo up in Auckland? For people who don't know, it's basically a festival of indigenous, art making and theatre making.
I think we've got Te Pō's got their program of work, which is annual. I think there's definitely been there's been a curation of Indigenous practitioners presenting, but it's not quite in the way that Kia Mau has. And they've been really developing that over years. I think like Upu, which was the festival work last year, went down there this year. And so they're getting really big hitters to go and present down there, which is really wonderful. And I think it's a testament to the team there. If people in Auckland or Christchurch or whatever are like salivating and being like, I wish I was there. It's like the ultimate inclusive festival.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it's really interesting to hear what's happening in these other cities around the country, because it all feeds back in. We are a small country and all of these conversations are happening at the same time. So it's definitely cool to see what's happening there.
Yes.
I too had FOMO for Kia Mau Festival.
FOMO for Kia Mau. It's also like, I think like sometimes the sort of subtle competitive nature, it's like a sibling rivalry between the cities, right? That's across not just theatre, but
totally.
It's like a suburban drift, you know what I mean? Like, really, I mean, admittedly, I choose to live in Auckland and work in Auckland when I'm here because of the exceptional practitioners that live here. That's
totally
usually it. The resourcing, there's a lot more institutes up here, etc., etc. But Wellington's got a lot going on too, and I think there's often like a perception of the other one doing something suspicious.
Sibling rivalry indeed.
Yeah.
So Cake Baby's the one to go and check out this week at Basement Theatre. Tickies on the Basement website. As you said, sliding price scale. Pay what you can, as much as you can. Support those practitioners.
Hundreds. Thousands.
Thousands of dollars.
And you know something interesting, just as a side note? I did a pay what you can afford ticket head model a few years ago. And the way that I wanted it to work was that we said, I can afford to pay X amount of dollars. And people came through. So just like,
nice.
word to all the people out there paying monies for your tickets.
That is awesome. That's really nice to see. Hey, thank you, Alice. Always great to have you in the studio. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.